The following is a 1st Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Captain Robert E. Kane, 092121, USMCR, RIO and Assistant Logistics Officer, attached to VMFA 314, MAG 13, Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474, USMC. This interview takes place at Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam, on 2 March 1968. The subject of this interview is missions flown in the Khe Sanh area. The events described in this interview occurred during the period of January 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
My comment concerns the effectiveness of close air support and TPQ radar control bombing. On the TPQ hops, they're very standardized, but they're not particularly good for accuracy. Perhaps the best effectiveness is for harassing and interdictory fire. When a TACA has been in the area beneath the cloud cover observing a drop on a TPQ hop, the observation was that the drop was not accurate and that it was away from the target area. The actual BDO is small when the amount of ordnance dropped is considered. The greatest factor affecting the close air support and accuracy is the weather in Vietnam. Haze causes great difficulty, oftentimes, finding the airborne fag. ADF equipment is a tremendous aid in these kind of missions. Many missions are forced to work beneath overcasts of 2,000 feet, which affects ordnance accuracy on the target. The Khe Sanh area, at the present time, has constant low ceilings. Perhaps once this weather breaks, we can do a better job in that area. There's a hazardous number of aircraft in the Khe Sanh area on close air support missions. Many times when working on a target, there'll be other aircraft flying through the target pattern. How do you stop? We're operating at high speeds in a target area. The possibilities of a mid-air are greatly increased when several aircraft are working at targets that are in close proximity. Another problem in the Khe Sanh area is that radio frequencies are extremely limited by the controlling agencies on the ground. Several aircraft will be on the same frequency sometimes, adds to confusion, and sometimes hinders drops on a target. Some dive bombing done at Khe Sanh is a mile or so from the Khe Sanh base camp area. There's a great deal of congestion in air traffic in the Khe Sanh area. Perhaps another controlling agency would alleviate the hazardous situation that exists right now. In summary, the strategic importance being placed on the Khe Sanh area at this time warrants better communications for better aircraft control. Close air support and the air power could easily decide the fate of whether or not we hold Khe Sanh in it.
The following is the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing taped historical interview. The interviewee is Captain George E. Franklin, 082980 USMC, pilot and assistant maintenance officer, attached to VMFA 314, MAG 13, Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474, USMC. This interview takes place at Chu Lai, Republic of Vietnam, on 2 March 1968. The subject of this interview is a strike on a VC village in the Hoi An Valley. The events described in this interview occurred during the period of January 1968. This interview is classified confidential until downgraded by higher authority.
Well, we launched off the air-to-ground hot pad in the afternoon. A flight of two F-4s. The lead aircraft went down on the runway, and number two, myself, continued on. We were vectored to the Hoi An River Valley, approximately 20 miles south of Da Nang, where they had a fortified village that was under fire by the VC. We made contact with a TACA, a USAF 01. After making visual contact with him and getting a physical description of the target was marked with a red smoke grenade. The target was approximately, or the target area rather, was approximately 300 to 400 meters from the fortified village. It was a village alongside a highway. The first target called out was an abandoned filling station alongside the highway where there were several VC and were observed to have set up 250 calibers and a recoilless rifle in an attempt to take the village under fire. We had good weather in the area, so we decided on 30-degree runs using our bombs first. First run, We dropped a stack of six Mark 81s in the vicinity of the filling station. The next two runs, each run we used two 19-shot rocket pods, two 75s. Most of the rockets were fired in an adjoining wooded area where VC were observed to be firing on the village. We were somewhat hampered shortly after takeoff by the failure of our ICS. Our RIO was still able to shop certain information, mill settings, etc., and was still helpful to the pilot throughout the hop. At the completion of the hop, the airborne FAC gave us 100 over 100 with seven structures destroyed, and six bodies were counted in the road in the vicinity of the filling station. Return to Chile was uneventful, and we had a total flight time about 40 to 45 minutes.